Hey guys, welcome to the Fit Dad Lifestyle Podcast. The Fit Dad Lifestyle is a community and supplement brand where fathers support other fathers throughout the journey of fatherhood. We believe that maintaining a healthy lifestyle isn't about crash diets and the latest workout craze. Instead, we offer dads the education, resources, and support they need to maintain a balanced lifestyle long term. There aren't a lot of dedicated community groups for dads, and we know that men are generally less likely to talk about the challenges they face in life. So we wanted to go above and beyond the meal plans and quick fixes and offer a way for fathers to communicate in a helpful, negative-free environment. Whether it's supporting your partner when a new baby arrives, balancing work and the kids, or just fitting in time to get your health and fitness back on track. This podcast aims to inspire, motivate, and encourage you to be the best father you can be and the leader that your kids want to see you be every day. It's brought to you by Fit Dad Fuel. Fit Dad Fuel is our supplement range. Our supplement range helps support this podcast, the workouts, the online education, and the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes to help keep everything as cost-free as possible for dads worldwide. Enjoy the episode. Here it is, guys. Brenton Morrell, episode 145, Fit Dad Lifestyle Podcast.
Hey,
welcome.
Thanks for your
time. Mate, thanks for making the trip up here. This is actually our first podcast in person via video, and usually it's done via Zoom. And mate, yeah, so welcome to the first of many that we're going to try and do in person. And you'll probably find it won't be as easy as jumping by the screen and looking at my little script and trying to work out what's happening. But mate, first of all, I want to just say thank you for the, you know, immense support that you've shown Fit Dad Lifestyle and jumping on board as an ambassador and you know, being with us, like you mentioned, for nearly for 12 months. So mate, where did your, I guess, journey begin, you know, during, I guess, the whole aspect of, you know, tackling, you know, your own health and fitness and, you know, taking it from, you know, the start to where you are now?
Oh, that was all the way back in Melbourne before I moved up here to Queensland.
Yep.
So I've had a few tragedies, like with being in hospital and all that sort of stuff. I didn't have any really big problems until about 2014 when I was 25 and I had a heart attack. I was in hospital for 3 months, which was really tough and very invasive because I couldn't do anything for myself. I had nurses washing me and like you'd obviously imagine how invasive that would be. I was at my heaviest weight, which was 289 kilos. After that, I was on, what do you call it, bedridden 2 years prior to that. Because
what, 2 years?
Yeah, my life, obviously I'll go deeper into that in a minute, but prior to having to the heart attack, my life pretty much consumed of just eating junk food, smoking a lot, and drinking. Okay, after the heart attack, I thought I was like a goner. I had to do something about that. And I started my diet. Yeah, so after I was in hospital for 3 months, I got home and I saw a dietitian, which I've never done that before. I've never been into, like, you know, fitness, looking after myself. That hasn't been a priority for such a long time. I dropped down a little bit of weight, and then I lost someone very close to me, which really had an effect on my mental and emotional health. So I stopped completely, like, I gave up on everything. I went back to eating all your bad foods, drinking, smoking, and my life consumed for nearly 8 years of just drinking, eating, and playing video games. I had no life, no social life, had nothing, had no one. I was pretty much on my own for a good 10 years. I moved up to Brisbane in 2018 because I needed I moved up here for a number of reasons, obviously the fitness, just I needed to get away from, I don't know if you'd call it, just all the toxic people in my life.
And did you have a good support network, like family and stuff in Brisbane that you could sort of draw upon or get close to, or did you move up not knowing?
I didn't know anyone in Brisbane, not one person. I moved up here with mum and dad.
Yep.
We were here for 6 months and my health was still deteriorating because at this point I was still not looking after myself. Still eating. I wasn't bedridden because I dropped a little bit of weight, so I was moving a little bit, but at this point, because we live on a two-story house, I could not get to the second story of the house. My knees just wouldn't carry me up the stairs. And then at the start of 2019, I was put into hospital because both of my lungs collapsed. I had fluid buildup in both of my lungs and they were starting to fail. I was put into a 9-day medical interest coma and then 2 weeks in ICU, which is close up to unit. They had to monitor me 24/7. I got out of hospital in April of 2019, which is where I started my fitness training at Anytime Fitness in Kalinga. Now, the next bit is exciting for me because this is where I got to do what I really love now, going to the gym and meeting new people. I was at the gym, started at 262 kilos, so I mean that's not something you want to be carrying around. That's a lot better than 289 I was at the start.
So that was the highest, 289.
I couldn't move. Like when I'm at the gym now on a treadmill for like 10 minutes, I couldn't do that 5 years ago.
Yep.
I couldn't even lift my legs off. So my fitness journey has been, like, there have been some good times, like a lot of good times. As I said, I started my fitness journey in April of 2019. And by May, the last week of May, in 2.5 months, I had dropped 50 kilos.
Really?
50 kilos. That was going from Monday to Saturday, 3 times a day to the gym.
And how did that start? Like, obviously, having a very sedentary, I guess, previous decade, and then, you know, obviously the health issues and implications. Did, you know, your first session in the gym, what did that look like, and then how did it look after that 2.5 months?
Okay, so as soon as I left school, my doctor said, you don't do something about your health now, you're basically going to die. Okay, so I got on top of the dietitian, joined the gym, and then the next step was to actually go in and put those tools to use. So I started gym in April, as I said, and from then on, my first day of experiencing the gym, I could only walk from what was basically from here to where the camera is, and I was out of breath. I had to sit down for half an hour before I could hop back and do anything. So now we're on the treadmill for almost 20 minutes. In between that time, we've had COVID and all that stuff, so there have been times where I've been in the hospital in between then to now, but I'm way better off than I was 2 years ago at the start.
Yep.
My fitness, my eating, I don't touch alcohol anymore. I do a junk food every now and again, but it's not a consistent everyday thing. I'm eating a lot more healthier. Eating a lot more healthier. I'm with the trainer now to train for two things, to lose the weight, and because I've got some exciting goals for next year that I'm very excited to share with you as well.
Yeah, definitely. What are they?
Something good. My first thing is to drop the weight,
yep.
And then next year, due to my disability, I'm eligible to try out for the Paralympics.
Really?
Working towards that. I want to do weightlifting.
Yep.
I can't do powerlifting because it's not in the Olympics.
Yep.
So I'm training to that for that next year, and I'm hoping to be into the games in 2024 for Paris.
Congratulations! How good is that, mate? That's it's a massive achievement to, you know, even have that as part of the conversation, to even have that as, you know, such a pinnacle event that's out there, to be able to, you know, have something to work towards. And you know, I think it's that dream, it's that goal, it's that aspiration that's big enough that nothing's going to stop you now moving forward and, you know, making that a reality.
Yeah, no, that's one thing. I thought with the Paralympics it was just people who had, like, you know, people who are actually, like, disabled or had, like, or, like, amputees and all that sort of stuff. It's only been recently I've done the research that people with intellectual disabilities are able to are eligible for it.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. This is my new goal. I can't do powerlifting at the moment, obviously, because of my health issues that I've got going on, for recently being in hospital. Yeah, actually, I wanted to touch on that about being in hospital and my health and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
So, in my journey when I started in April till November last year, I had dropped 105 kilos.
Really?
105 kilos.
Was that one?
Went to 260, to 150.
Fuck, that's massive. That's massive. You're well.
Yeah. And then, which is when I met you in November last year.
Yep.
When I signed on to the Fit Dad Fuel, because I was in hospital at that point, and I needed a change, because I found out when I was in hospital last year that I got blood clots in my lungs, in my heart, and in my legs. And going from having that change in my life, losing that 100 kilos, to being back in hospital again, I lost all that weight, and I was like, why am I back here in hospital? I've done everything I can in the last 18 months to get to where I was, and I'm back to where I was at the start. So that's when things went from good to bad. So just before the COVID hit, I just mentioned being in hospital, and my mental health went from positive to a pretty negative one. I started drinking, eating crap, like a lot of it, like I used to, and I put on half the weight that I lost. So this year's been really tough trying to get it off, all the weight again. And I've had other implications of being in hospital. I've got sleep apnea. I find a trouble breathing. And just, I honestly don't know how I've gone from losing 100 kilos to, it sort of feels like I'm back at the start again, because I've put on a lot of the weight that I lost. So I'm just, it doesn't feel like I'm at the start, because I'm a lot stronger than I was before. Like, I can move around. It's just, some days are a lot harder than others, and a lot of people don't understand what I'm going through. They go, a lot of people can say, look, you go to the gym and do this, but I find it's not always a physical thing, it's my mental health that's really hard going backwards.
Yeah.
And with mental health, you go back a couple of steps and then just everything falls down.
That's one thing I've probably noticed with you, and like you said, we've only known each other, you know, going on 12 months next month, and you know, one thing that I've definitely noticed, and to be quite honest, I've been in the fitness industry and around health and fitness now for 10 years, and prior to that, army, and, you know, always involved to some capacity with health and fitness. And, you know, your journey is something I love watching on the daily, and, you know, knowing the issues that you've been through and, you know, where you are currently, like, I don't follow anyone else on social media that is as inspiring as you with the way you go about stuff and you know, you get knocked down, but then you come back twice as, you know, strong. And like your mental state, from even what I've witnessed, you know, obviously not being, you know, on a level where, you know, understanding everything that you might be going through and all that, but just by watching him from, I guess, a bird's eye view, you know, your strength and your commitment and your tenacity to keep going has just been absolutely phenomenal in the last 11 months. And, you know, to do that whilst you're still going through all these different health issues and struggles and fighting those, you know, demons and feeling like you're going backwards and, you know, a failure or something like that, it doesn't show that from someone else looking in. And I think that's, you know, a massive credit to yourself. And even though you might feel that you have gone backwards and you've put on half the weight, and, you know, like you mentioned, that being able to still do all the different movements that you're doing, being able to still get up at 2 a.m., 5 a.m., you know, and do all these gym sessions and have the, I guess, the, you know, motivation to go seek out trainers and dietitians and gyms and prioritizing that, you know, health and wellness is definitely a massive credit to yourself, because, you know, there's not many people out there that would get knocked down so many times and keep getting up and then, you know, set a goal as you know, ambitious as the Paralympics in Paris in 2024.
Yeah, I'll be totally honest with you, just not, never quit, never say die attitude has, it's been a really big help for me, because a lot of my life prior to the fitness journey, I'd try something and I would just, you know, if I didn't get it right or it didn't go the way I wanted to go, it would just be a distant memory. I would not try it again. And I've learned so many things in this fitness journey, met a lot of great people, met some not so great people, as there's good and evil in everywhere and everything you do. But when I say this, there are times where I've wanted to, you know, just let drop the ball and just, you know, be done with this, but I know I won't get anywhere in life if I don't continue doing what I'm doing. Every morning I tell myself, you need to do this for you and nobody else.
Yeah, 100%. If you're not looking after yourself, then it makes it hard to do anything else for anyone else.
The best thing that has been for me, honestly, lately, has been telling myself every morning that this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get up and do it, and no one's going to stop doing it. This is my life. I need to focus on what I want to accomplish and just getting and get it done.
Yeah. And what have been some of the biggest changes, I guess, over the last 12 months that you've had to implement from a nutrition point of view and then also from a training point of view?
I've had to change so much when it's come to my training, to be honest with you. Early last year, I was training to do powerlifting.
Yep.
And I was really enjoying that. I was making progress every week, getting stronger every week, lifting heavier, making those small increases every week, which was very uplifting for me to, because when I first started lifting weights, like heavier weights, I never thought a guy my size would be able to lift over 100 kilos on a deadlift. And I accomplished that after 2 months of doing that. Because obviously someone my size isn't very mobile.
Yep.
If that's the right word. But lifting heavy has taught me many, many things. One, it's taught me that nothing is unachievable. If you put your mind to it, you can do it. And it's got me on that mindset of, if I keep pushing myself, that I can get to where I want to be.
Yeah, 100%. What about from a nutritional point of view, like going from, you know, the soft drink, the alcohol, the junk food, and, you know, that lifestyle. How have you found it personally adjusting to that healthier sort of aspect and the veggies and the salads and the protein and the
Honestly, it's definitely been a struggle. I mean, I would prefer to drink Coke over water every day.
Yeah.
But I'm now drinking 3 to 4 liters of water a day, and I only have one, sometimes two cans of soft drink a day.
Yep.
Compared to 2 liters. The protein, I have my protein shakes every day. I enjoy eating my lean meats, chicken, pork, salads. I love. I have them almost every day. Would say every day, but it's lying. Vegetables, I'm not a big fan of vegetables, but I have been eating a lot more recently, and I've found eating those vegetables, eating more healthier, has actually been a big help with my health. I'm feeling more energized. I'm not feeling so sluggish from all the unhealthy stuff that I would used to eat. And just my immune system is because obviously I get my blood checked every month for obviously coming with blood thinners.
Yep.
My cholesterol is down, my sugar level is down. Everything that they test in the blood obviously is going down in small increments, which is good. And I'm really loving the diet side of things at the moment.
Yeah, and you mentioned before we started the podcast that you're about to do an 8-week challenge at your gym starting today. So, what are your goals over the next 8 weeks to achieve with that?
I have a pretty big goal on achieving that 8 weeks. I want to drop 40 kilos in that 8 weeks.
Yep.
So that's 5 kilos a week. And talking about this 8-week challenge, I have to change. Because I've had some negative things in the last 6 months happen. I've had to recently change gyms. So I'm at World's Birmingham now, which is probably one of the best gyms I've ever been at. The people there are great, the staff's great. My coach is awesome. And I just find the atmosphere there is very, very energetic. Even at 2 in the morning, there are people there.
Is there really? Like shift workers or something like that?
Yeah, people who are like...
Just crazy people like you wanting to train and get out of there.
Yeah. I actually got really close, mate. Always trains that early in the morning.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And, the early morning starts, I get in there and I actually feel like I want to accomplish something, you know?
Yeah.
You know when you walk into a building and it's like, some moments are like, oh, why am I here? But then there's other places you go to, it's like, yeah, let's get going. Like,
yeah.
Most mornings I wake up and I'm like, I need to get to the gym because I love this place.
Yep.
I don't know what it is. I get that feeling every day I wake up, I walk into the gym and it's like, you know, today's already a day that I've won because I'm here.
Exactly.
In a place that I love.
Yep.
Yeah. Other than my weight loss, what I'll achieve in that 8 weeks, there's a couple of small things I want to achieve, actual movements to what my actual body is struggling with.
Yep.
With my knees, for instance, I have trouble doing lunges and step ups and all that sort of stuff. I want to get more stronger so I'm able to do those movements. I also want to get from 15 to 20 minutes on a treadmill to half an hour by that 8-week challenge. And I just want to get my diet and health all back to where it was last year.
Yep.
So I'm just trying to get back to where I was last year.
So obviously the 40 kilo weight loss over 8 weeks is going to be a phenomenal achievement. And you know, you're working very closely with your dietitian to make that a reality. How strict do you have to go for the next 8 weeks, and what do you have to cut out in regards to those cans of soft drink, those one or two a day, and the junk food or chocolate, anything else that might get thrown in there? Do you have to really tighten the reins and make sure that everything's on point?
I have to tighten up everything, man. Like, I no soft drink at all. I haven't had any the last 3 days, so
yep.
I'm getting on top of that. No. Because they got these awesome protein shakes because they got their own cafe at this gym.
Yep.
But they're not they've got like a lot of sugar and all that sort of stuff in them. So my coach has put me back to one a week instead of one every day. I've got rid of all chocolate and chips and all that out of my house. I don't want the temptation of that. I've even gone to the point of cutting my credit card up so I don't go to Macca's on the way in the gym.
You're not sneaking cheeseburger on the way home. So, mate, what would you have, like, your number one bit of advice for any other, you know, dads out there who, you know, potentially in the same situation, you know, got this massive goal in front of them, but also had very, you know, negative past, you know, medical issues, you know, don't know where to start, you know, and really looking for that one thing just to give them that kickstart to, you know, get on top of their journey and start to be that inspiration for, you know, not only their kids, but for other people just like yourself.
And for one piece of advice I'll give to you guys is never give up on yourselves. Keep moving forward. You got everyone's support around you, like me, the community, and yeah, just wake up every morning, tell yourself, get up, and you've already won. You get up, start the day, tell yourself that this is my day and I'm gonna win, and just always tell yourself that you're gonna, that it's not for anyone else but yourself. This journey is just, there are times where it's hard, and I've found it hard. But I tell myself every morning to just get up, and you've already won your day.
That's perfect. Mate, what has been the number one, I guess, you know, thing you've got out of being involved in the whole Fit Dad fraternity or, you know, community and, you know, associated with all the socials and stuff like that?
I've got actually a number of things that I actually like about it.
I was just
first off, the community is really great.
Yep. So the Facebook community?
No, not just that. I've actually made some friends from the community who I talk to on a regular basis.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everyone's supportive. The community is supportive. The people are great. And I've learned so much from other people's journeys that I've put into mine. Like, for instance, there was this guy the other week he was on a journey, not like mine, but he was on a fitness journey and was feeling unmotivated.
Yep.
And every day I was on there, just, I didn't comment on his stories or anything like that, I was just watching. And that every morning that he was on there posting, like, just stuff about how he's gone from one struggle all the way to a positive at the end of his life. Oh, sorry, it's sort of like, you know, when you're in a position of like, oh, I can't move forward and I don't want to, he's gone from that to a point where he's every day showing up for himself. Sorry, I was losing track.
No, that's all right. That's all good. I see it every day as well, obviously, with the amount of people that we've connected with and associated with. And I don't know exactly who you're talking about, because there is a lot of people in the same sort of boat. Yeah. But it's very inspiring when you, like you said, you're not saying anything, you might not be interacting, but you're witnessing through their socials a transformation like no other. And it might not necessarily be a physical transformation, but a mental transformation.
Well, for instance, that guy, Rob, who's always posting those videos.
Yep.
And how he's always posting up videos. Just the motivation I get from him, man, is astronomical.
He's been crushing that lately.
His videos all the time, man, and that has motivated me a lot lately to get back into it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's definitely, we had him on the podcast about 5-10 episodes ago, and you know, his journey, you know, is one of the, you know, most inspiring ones also that have been out there, and you know, overcoming a lot of different things, and also in the mental health sort of aspect to then be able to, you know, transform and form himself both physically and mentally to then be able to be the leader and example that he is now for his kids. And I'm exactly the same, seeing these pictures every day, his mountain bike riding and running and workouts at the park and this, that and everything else. Like, hey, he needs to be an apprentice, I think, or get a job at the Fit Dad Lifestyle. I think he's out there crushing it, and you know, good on him. He's been able to, you know, change his own life around, but the benefits that his children and the people around him are going to get.
I remember when he first joined the community, and it was just like a video here and there. Now he's like pressing like 2 or 3 every day.
Yeah, he's crushing it.
It's so motivational.
Yeah. So no, it's definitely one of the most inspiring parts of my job, and you know, I guess it's probably a job getting to moderate all this sort of stuff and not just sell the subs on the site. But I, you know, sit there and just get lost and in the awe of just, you know, yourself and Rob and, you know, all these other dads, like there's thousands now that, you know, you can't be involved in everyone's life personally, but from an outset looking in, you get to sort of moderate everything. And it's,
we definitely have a great community, that's for sure.
Mate, 100%. So, mate, what would be, if you could go back to, you know, day one of your fitness journey, you know, April 2019, I think you said it would, and tell yourself something you know to be true today, what would that be?
Oh, well, don't always listen to what other people tell you to do. Listen to yourself, and if you do get a feeling of, you know, when you get a vibe off someone and it's like, yeah, I trust this person, I will tell them anything, or you know how you get bad vibes from people and you don't know straight away if they're gonna be, I'll tell myself to just trust myself more than other people.
Yep. I like that, that's amazing. Well, mate, I highly appreciate you jumping on the podcast, our first filmed episode, and mate, I know for a fact that this is going to inspire hundreds, if not thousands, of fathers out there who consume our stuff and obviously involved in the community a lot, which already know you. I can't wait to watch the journey unfold, you know, with all these goals, and especially after the next 8 weeks. So potentially after you finish this next 8-week challenge, let's catch up. Let's catch up for round 2. I know there's a lot of other stuff that we can deep dive into as well, and you know, also talk more about your journey with the Paralympics, you know, in a couple of years as well. And you know, by then you might have a bit more of a steady training plan, and you know, how the outlook looks for the next couple of years.
Yeah, with the training plan to the Paralympics, it's still sort of like up and down. Like I don't sort of know where I'm right focused at the moment, but I know I'm on the right track.
Yeah. Well, mate, I commend you for everything you've done up to this point. I thank you for the amazing support and, you know, motivation you've been for the Fit Dad Lifestyle and everyone else. So,
thanks for that.
Mate, highly appreciate it. And, yeah, guys, tune in about 8-10 weeks when we talk to Brendan about his journey, and let's ensure that you've lost that 40 kilos by the time we jump back on.
I'm on top of it.
Perfect. Cheers. We'll see you next episode. Oh, good, buddy.
Oh, that was a bit nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
First ever one.
Mate, 33 minutes. I was hoping I wasn't.